Sometime tomorrow morning, Timothy McVeigh will be moved from his cell at the U.S. Penitentiary in Terre Haute, Indiana, to the area in which he will be put to death. His 500-yard trail to the death house will be videotaped, but a federal appeals court has ruled against videotaping the McVeigh execution that is scheduled to take place on Monday morning. When Timothy McVeigh dies, few people will be able to avoid the media coverage. That includes children. Like other huge events, it has the potential to leave a lifelong impression on young people, and though it may not yet be on the minds of parents, they could be getting a great many questions in the next week or so about the meaning and morality of the death penalty, NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
18-year-old Alex Temple graduates from high school this weekend. He says most of his friends are just starting to talk about the McVeigh execution, but on Monday, Temple says, it will be impossible to ignore.
I mean, this is probably the event that's one of the greatest events that's happened in a long time, like most important and, you know, most interesting for a lot of people, considering like the effect of his crime and the amount of people that it touched when it happened.
Temple knows how he feels about the death penalty. He's for it. A lot of people his age do have an opinion. Just on the verge of adulthood, they've gone through a long process of first taking notice, then questioning, and finally deciding how they feel about a range of complex issues. Karen Pass, mother of three, says her 6-year-old son Reuben is just starting the process.
I think at the age of 6, so many of these issues do come up all of a sudden that you never heard before. Really value issues and moral issues and, you know, what's right and wrong issues. It's a really important time for them.
Pass expects she will get some questions from her 6-year-old about the McVeigh execution, and she believes it's important to answer them honestly, though she's not sure how well prepared she is to do so. Her neighbor, Renee Griffith, says she'd like to avoid the topic altogether with her 6-year-old daughter, Avon. Griffith remembers the problems that came up when her daughter was learning about Dr. Martin Luther King. Avon was upset when she learned that King's assassin, James Earl Ray, died in prison.
The revelation in her mind that this man had done a really bad thing and was put in jail, that was okay. But he died, now where did he go? And I chose not to delve into the, you know, metaphysical difference between heaven and hell and this, that, and the other. Well, God forgave him. He's in heaven too. Does he have a gun up there? Is Martin Luther King afraid of him? If he did something so really bad, why does he get to go to heaven? I thought you couldn't, you weren't supposed to do really bad things. And this went on and on for months till we had to ban Martin Luther King issue from the house. So no, I'm not going into Timothy McVeigh with her. It's just not going to happen.
But evasion, says child psychiatrist Elizabeth Berger, is a strategy that may be doomed to failure.
I think parents let children know, even without words, how they feel about things.
After a certain age, Berger says, it is almost impossible to shield children from very public events. But it's important, says Berger, to talk with children at a level they can understand. Don't give them more information than they ask for or can handle. Younger kids can't grasp all the moral complexities of an issue. But if a child does ask about it, Berger says, the parents can be simple and straightforward.
Then they can say to the child, you know, this is nothing to gloat and laugh about. You know, it's a very profound and serious business, but this is how we look at it in this country, that, you know, someone who murders a large number of innocent people, adults, children, deserves to die for that crime, and that's what we're doing here.
As kids get older, it's important that adults are clear about their own feelings. Jennifer Bishop is a middle school teacher. She's also the chair of Murder Victims Families for Reconciliation, an organization which opposes the death penalty. Berger says her students are at an age when they care deeply about issues of fairness and justice. When they hear that her pregnant sister and her husband were murdered, they find it hard to understand Bishop's position.
Yes, many of them will say to me, well, why don't you want to kill this guy? And why, you know, boy, if it were me, I'd kill him with my own bare hands. And many of them do feel that that's the appropriate response.
Bishop, who also has developed workshops for children on the death penalty, says she uses her own position to raise moral issues with children. At this age, Bishop says, they can begin to grapple with the questions raised by the subject.
They see my consistent nonviolent ethic, and they see the way that I have coped with, after the loss of my own sister and her husband and the baby, how I've made, working against violence in all forms, state-sponsored violence and all forms of violence in our society, I've made that my life's work. And they admire that. They truly do, and I think that that's an important example to them.
By the time kids are in high school, they are sophisticated enough to defend their own position on an issue like the death penalty, even as they remain open to other ways of thinking. Alex Temple and other students at his school in Maine recently took part in an online summit on the death penalty. Developed by the American Bar Association, the summit was not set up as a debate, but rather asked an open-ended question: what is the future of capital punishment? Alex says, though he's still in favor of the death penalty, the open-ended discussion challenged his ideas.
It actually made me think twice about my stance on the death penalty. I think that hearing other students and the way that they phrase how they think the moral issue comes into play, I think that was a little bit swaying in my decision.
Helping kids at each stage of development to sort through a difficult issue like the death penalty is important, says psychiatrist Elizabeth Berger, because a high-profile event like the execution of Timothy McVeigh raises fundamental questions about our very identity as a society.
This has a special quality of being a social and deliberate execution, so that, in a sense, all of us as citizens play a role in it. But it is not just someone somewhere who is executing Mr. McVeigh. It is all of us as citizens. It's mommy and daddy.
The questions raised by the Timothy McVeigh execution deserve answers, says Berger, and adults should be prepared to provide them. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.